Welcome everyone to our first ever Collingwood Footy Tour live Insta video. We're here to focus on a player from Magpie history in our player spotlight. We're doing these from time to time and then hopefully uploading later on Instagram, TV, YouTube and Facebook. And in case you miss out or if you just want to have a second look, I would like to acknowledge country and the traditional caretakers of the land in which I'm filming here in Melbourne. First player that we want to spotlight is the King of Victoria Park. He had Collingwood running through his veins. He was 5 foot nothing, but his mouth was bigger than anyone else's. It's none other than Lou Richards. Where are you, Louie? Got a picture of you here. There you are, sir. There we go. There's Louie. He grew up in and around Collingwood and Abbotsford, frequently hassling players at training at Vic Park throughout his youth. He was born in 1923 and was the grandson of Collingwood captain, premiership player Charlie Panham, Panhamopoulos, and the nephew of premiership players Charles and Albie Panham. Lou was a staggering 5'7" and weighed about 70 to 73 kilos. He played 250 games for Collingwood, 423 goals between 1941 and 1955, having been blooded as an 18-year-old due to Collingwood needing players because of World War II. G'day Condo 77, hope you're going well. We're just doing a spotlight on our first player, Lou Richards. And Lou captained the club to the 1953 VFL flag against Geelong after the Magpies faced a 17-year premiership drought. Louis played mostly in the midfield but loved a goal when he was in the forward pocket, and rumour has it that in one of his first games for the Magpies, one of the first games for the Magpies as the ball was bouncing into an open goal square, little Louis hip and shouldered his own ruckman and picked up the ball and scored a goal. And the coach, the late great Jock McHale, wasn't too impressed with Louis's selfish play, and Louis tied a knot in his shoelaces of his boots and put him around his neck and took off to his home nearby Victoria Park before Jock could have a chance to get a hold of Louis and give him a mouthful of feedback. What other pictures we got here? That's a good old picture of Louis. Louis was a lovable larrikin, and he had a few funny quirks. One being that he used to use Mercurochrome, which was an orange antiseptic cream, and he'd put this on his boots, and probably so that, you know, he had a very awkward running style where he'd run around kicking people in the shins, opposing players, and, you know, he didn't want them to get infected, so that's why he had the Mercurochrome on his boots. But also, I'm pretty sure it was, I've heard too, that it's because he used to love the Mercurochrome getting from his boots onto the footy, and then from the footy onto everyone else in the field, everyone else's hands by the end of the match. Good old Louis. Here he is again, back over. There he is with the Go Pies Herald Sun. Personally, everyone loved Louis. Following his retirement, he owned hotels, became a very entertaining journalist for newspapers, radio, and the TV, and was basically the creator of modern footy shows alongside good mates Jack Dyer and Bobby Davis. He even became the King of Moomba in 1981. There we go, there's old Louis just there. And Lou married his sweetheart Edna after meeting her at the Collingwood Town Hall. We stopped there on every tour that we do. And again, the rumour has it that he was wearing smelly sports cream as aftershave so that he would be recognised as a Collingwood footy player to all the young ladies attending that evening. And in 1996, Louis the Lip was named into the AFL Hall of Fame and is yet to be elevated to legend status in the AFL Hall of Fame. Interestingly, he was not named in the Collingwood Team of the Century either. Louis was very cheeky. There's a good picture of him. Here we are. And he was nicknamed Louis the Lip, and the Collingwood faithful weren't too impressed with old Louis after he coined the term the Collie Wobbles. It was after we lost the unlosable 1970 Grand Final, but he made amends following the historical 32-year drought premiership, drought-breaking premiership in 1990 by dragging a horse-drawn cart through the streets of Collingwood and delivering a small coffin to a packed-out Victoria Park. And inside the coffin contained the Collie Wobbles. And Louis had dug a hole on the ground at Victoria Park and lowered the coffin into the hole and burying the Collie Wobbles forever. So Lou Richards will go down as one of the most beloved Magpies in the history of our club, and it was truly a sad day when he passed away in May of 2017, just over three years ago. Yeah, and it always gives us some really weird combination mix of heebie-jeebies and pride every time we walk up his street on our tours and talk about his life and his contribution to the club and the game. And rip, rest in peace, Louis, and thank you to your service to the history of the Collingwood Footy Club. And thank you very much for tuning in. That is our first player spotlight. We hope to see you next time, and be sure to check out our website at www.collingwoodfootytour.com. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time. Ciao.